Chapter 52, Leader Profile, Shanlin Ma. Path to Leadership. I first met Shanlin in 2009 when she was the sole product manager for fast-growing Gilt Group in New York City. But it was easy to see her potential. Shanlin originally studied marketing and economics, and after getting her MBA at Stanford, she joined Yahoo for a couple years before she decided to try startup life. After 4 years building a product team at Gilt, she was ready to found her own startup, Zola, an online wedding registry and planning company. The business has been growing for 7 years now and provides services that are loved and depended on by engaged couples everywhere. Moreover, Zola is considered one of New York's most promising growth stage companies, as well as one of the best tech companies to work for. Leadership in action. Here's Shanlin in her own words. There's nothing I enjoy more than building things that the world has never seen before, but once they see them, they're like, how did we live without it? Products that bring genuine joy. That is the thing I want to keep doing forever. When my co-founder, Nobu Nakaguchi, and I decided to start Zola, we did not just have a vision for helping couples with their weddings. We also had a vision for the kind of company we wanted to work at. When I was leading product at a prior job, one of the company's leaders gave me the feedback that I was not a good leader because the engineers liked me too much. The leader said that if I was doing my job properly, the engineers should be complaining about the pressure I was putting on them. For a little while, I tried changing my approach, but I soon realized this was the path to damaging collaboration, breaking trust, and likely losing the innovation we depended on. Both Nobu and I believed that innovation comes from empowered teams of strong people working in a trusted environment. We deeply believed that we could provide an environment that valued and respected the people that worked there, and that this would help us provide the type of experience that engaged couples wanted and deserved. Many founders say things like this, but we were willing to bet the company on this. We knew that to succeed with Zola, we would not only need to innovate on the product and experience, but also on our business model and in how we built and ran our company. In our kitchen, you'll find a "No Assholes" sign. You'll also find signs emphasizing no pointing fingers, no politics, no games. We know that innovation thrives in environments where different perspectives are sought out and encouraged, so we made diversity an explicit goal from the beginning for every open role. We, of course, wanted diversity in skills and talents, but also diversity in gender, in orientation, in education, and in approach to problem solving. Not only would this help us with innovation, but our users, engaged couples, come in every flavor and combination. So we believed this would help us at every level. We also wanted a culture that valued both collaboration and speed. While it may seem counterintuitive, we had found that collaboration early yields not just better results, but faster results. So before we make any big decision, we make sure that others across the company have been consulted and their views considered. We also value getting ideas in front of our customers as fast as possible, because we know that's when the real learning happens. A few years ago, I was in a serious car accident, and the experience made a profound impact on me. I learned to live life more in the present. Being CEO of a fast-growing company is tough. The demands are high and increasing. But I get to actually do what I love every day, with people I love working alongside. And I'm thankful to be alive to do this another day.